question authority. And when authority answers, Arch One Eyebrow and asks, is that so? The Kate Daly Show starts now.
In my 30 years as an agent, I have never witnessed the conditions we are currently facing on the southwest border. This is not a manufactured crisis created by those of us who live and work in the border area.
Hi, welcome back. Last hour of the show today. Welcome back to Kate Daly Show. Welcome to all of our global listeners as well. Happy to have you. I've got Uncle Milty with me today. You can go to katedalyradio.com for today's podcast of the show by the hour. And I'm so glad that you're joining us. A lot to talk about in this hour of the show. We have a fantastic author. I'd love to talk about this book, Bad Seed. Welcome, Richard Lieberman.
Hi, Kate. Happy to be here.
Absolutely. You've authored two critically acclaimed award-winning best-selling books. You've been praised by Book World and Library Journal and Publishers Weekly and Forbes and you name it. And you've really done some astounding work. And then you've put pen to paper for this book, Bad Seed. And this is all about CRISPR. And I hope people by now have realized that or have at least heard of CRISPR, because the CRISPR gene editing is such a controversial big story. We just had a Chinese doctor who now they're saying was funded by the Chinese, but a Chinese doctor that did some gene editing on a baby, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. This happened recently. He messed around with twin human embryos. Mm. Apparently he was operating, he said, without authority from the Chinese government. And he both altered their intellectual abilities, Kate, and he made them resistant to their father's HIV. The Chinese government apparently came down on him, although, as you pointed out, there's issues as to whether they were behind it or not. But it certainly is an example of how this new biological tool can be used in a frightening way.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the book Bad Seed. It puts a female scientist and the work sort of in a novel form, which I absolutely love because I love to hear a story. And it puts it up against the ethical views of this and the fact that one thing that I was really surprised at, and this was done in the way of food, you know, the explanation used. And one thing I was surprised at was the ability to make this happen with this gene editing with very inexpensive equipment. I mean, it doesn't take a whole lot to be able to do that, correct?
Correct. And, you know, I think even though the media has covered CRISPR quite a bit, most people I talk to don't know what it is. And, you know, just for your listeners, for those who don't, this was just discovered a few years ago by some scientists at UCLA. And essentially what it does is allow somebody to very quickly and inexpensively transplant DNA from one organism, a plant or an animal, to another organism very, very quickly. And I think a good way to explain it, Kate, is that think about a microscopic scout that travels to the exact location in the DNA of an organism, uses a laser to cut into a gene in the right place, then places a gene from another organism in there, sews it up, and bingo, you have a new organism or an organism that's substantially changed. It's revolutionary. And this kind of work before would take a large corporation years with teams of scientists and millions of dollars to achieve the same result that can now be done with a few thousand dollars of equipment by a graduate student.
And like you said, what it can do and how many things it can impact on food and plants and humans, and that's what gets scary. Is this why you dove into it in particular?
Yeah, you know, I thought the subject would make a great nonfiction book. And I spent about a year researching it. And then as I got ready to write it, I thought, you know, this is just so so many ethical issues, moral issues. It's reads mm-hmm. like science fiction,
right.
the science. And I thought, you know, it would be a great vehicle for a novel, for a story.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, as a result, I think it's the first novel that based its plot on genetic engineering in the food industry.
Right.
And, you know, it features a brilliant young woman research scientist,
mm-hmm.
and it deals with her rise from a penniless student to a kind of a potentially psychopathic Silicon Valley billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
And although it's fiction, I've tried to be as factually accurate as possible in describing this bioengineering advance, CRISPR,
mm-hmm.
so that the reader is immersed not only in a very exciting story, but also gets a scientific education about this issue that's really going to affect us all.
Oh, yeah. At Penn State, they've engineered a common white button mushroom to resist browning by deleting several genes in the mushroom's genome, and the government approved the procedure. And so what United States is saying, correct me if I'm wrong, is that testing on humans and animals is illegal, but the FDA does allow testing on plants. But what about the plants that the animals eat when it's solely a certain plant? I mean, that's going to have an effect on the animals as well. But in a statement, the USDA stated that they will not regulate plants that have been modified through the genome editing, as long as the same genotype could have been produced through traditional breeding methods in some way, right?
Exactly. And, you know, the big problem is this is not a one-off. When you genetically engineer a plant, they reproduce and it gets out into the ecosystem, and it then is out of our control. You know, I mean, the government, it's not a black and white issue in terms of government regulation,
mm-hmm.
because the government's position, and there's some basis to it, they say, look, the economic benefit of genetic engineering produces cheaper food, more efficient agricultural production. And it is true that Americans used to spend, Kate, I think 20% mm-hmm. of their income on food. Now it's less than 10%. And that's primarily due to the efficiencies through genetic engineering.
Mm-hmm.
And in third world countries, you know, the reason why people like Bill Gates are behind GMOs is because this efficient agriculture can feed impoverished people. And that's a great thing.
But what are we feeding them? I mean, is it frankenfruit? I mean, I don't want to, you know what I mean? I'm a little hesitant to say, wow, because I want to know what we're digesting, what we're eating, and how that will affect humans, because, my gosh, can you design a baby? I mean, can you design a baby by editing genes? And then they don't actually know what they're messing with when they do that, too, right, on any of these formats.
That's the point exactly, Kate. And, you know, it was one thing when it was done through big corporations where, whether they were doing it right or wrong, there was some transparency.
Mm-hmm.
But now with CRISPR, you can, your example of the mushroom is a...
Whoops, we lose him. Richard? We might have lost him.
Yeah.
All right, we'll wait for him to come back.
Bad day for the phone.
I know, I don't know what's going on. This thing is really intense because of what happened with this Chinese doctor. I think they are throwing him in prison or something. Something's going on with him because of the fact that you're not supposed to do these kinds of things on humans, yet there they go. And there is some talk about the Chinese government being behind behind his little project. But what if you can design a baby? What if you can design a baby and say, well, I want it to be intelligent and tall and all of these things. Can you target a gene? That gets into some crazy territory. And I think that's the biggest ethical concern. You know, the ethical concern as well is, and I think this is the question people are asking is, well, can it do more good than harm? I would have to say that it doesn't matter. I would say let's not mess with this stuff because I don't know what we're digesting and how it's messing with other things. There's always a fallout, don't you think, Uncle Milty?
Absolutely.
There's always a fallout. And so what is that? I mean, what are the consequences of this? I don't see the good outweighing the risk on that. I think there's just too much risk. Richard, are you back with us?
Yes, we lost our cat.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what happened, but we were just talking about just the fact that maybe it's not so good that we do this. After all your research, did you find more of a cautionary tale at the end of all the research that you did than you did some favorable response, or what was it for you?
Well, I did, and I think the big red flag is CRISPR and the ability of just about anybody mm-hmm. with a minimal scientific knowledge to use it and basically do whatever they yeah. want with it without oversight. That is the big issue. We've really gone from, you know, using gunpowder to a hydrogen bomb mm-hmm. in terms of genetic modification and GMOs. And we really need much more of a public debate and public understanding of the huge ramifications mm-hmm. of this and right. and how government should be involved in terms of regulating it.
And here, you know, just because you can, should you? And I don't even, it bothers me too because of the of what the government, the part that it plays in our food supply already. Go ahead, Uncle Milty. A cautionary tale too on their own regulation of that.
These are all good questions about it, but isn't it a little late? Isn't the cat out of the bag?
Well, the cat's certainly out of the bag, but we're really just at the beginning mm-hmm. of CRISPR being used. And it is being used in so many different areas mm-hmm. that the moment is really here mm-hmm. to have a bright spotlight shown on this. I mean, there are many scientific groups and scientists who are focused on it, but as I say, we need a much broader public debate. Now, you know, the government, as I think you know, mm-hmm. has been influenced by the lobbyists
yeah.
from the big companies.
That's
and
an understatement. Sure.
And which has led to them leaving industry alone in terms of genetic engineering, at least in the food mm-hmm. area. Mm. And that's a problem.
Yeah, we are what we eat. I'm a little worried.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I so appreciate you coming on. The book is Bad Seed, Richard Lieberman. Thank you. And thanks for all the research that you did on this. I'm sure it was quite informational. Yes?
Well, happy to do it, Kate. And the book is available today on Amazon, Bad Seed by Richard Lieberman.
Perfect.
And it'll be in the bookstores in May.
Perfect.
Terrific.
It's a great book, by the way. I liked it a lot. I highly recommend. Richard Lieberman, you did great work. Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Kate.
Oh, you bet. Bye-bye. All right. We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Cold late nights so long ago when I was not so strong.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. You're listening to that. And katedalyradio.com is the website. Actually, Kate on the Blaze on Twitter and the Kate Daly Show on Facebook. If you'd like to check it out there and join, I'd appreciate it. welcome back. I got Uncle Milty, and thanks to Richard Lieberman, author of The Bad Seed. It's Bad Seed, two words. Bad Seed. The book is great. The book actually, it's centered on CRISPR. It also centered on, and it was done in fiction so that it could show all the research that he had done on CRISPR. But it was showing how the author, how the main character in the story invented heart healthy beef. And so by gene editing had created this heart healthy beef and became a gazillionaire doing so. And, you know, so right now they're not regulating plants. Like I said, Penn State, they changed a mushroom so that it wouldn't brown. And we were just talking on the break about how scary this is and about using it on humans like they just did in China, where they tried to change the baby's DNA.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of horrifying if you really start to think about the parameters in which this could be used. You start to think about what they could invent and what they could do with animals and humans. It's crazy territory on that.
Puts whole new meaning into eyes in the back of your head.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
No,
yes.
Seriously.
No, I know.
I mean, it's scary. Well, who's going to stop a scientist now? This cat's out of the bag. Who's going to stop somebody from saying, hey, for $1 million, I'll make your baby a football player?
Yeah. Yeah. That is really weird. There's a lot of danger with this, and I know that's what his research proved. The book is really good, Bad Seed. It comes out in May, and it is you can get it on pre-order it right now on Amazon. But CRISPR is a huge topic, and if you haven't been noticing this, about 2 years ago the story broke, and then all of a sudden we started hearing that they were tinkering with a lot of different things. And I actually think we don't know all the things they've tinkered with. I think they've actually kept a lot of this out of the press, and I think there has been the ability to do some of this stuff for a while, because that's usually how DARPA is. I mean, you look at DARPA, it's undisclosed budget, the secrecy behind DARPA, what they're able to do within the confines of government. Government funding, and I don't say confines lightly, I say that as sort of a hysterical approach to the fact that their budget is endless, but they do things usually about 20 years ahead than when we're even contemplating, and what can they do to our animals, our food supply? This affects our food supply. If they're affecting plants, and they're trying to, no wonder Bill Gates is all over this, he loves this kind of stuff, then, like I said, frankenfruit, I mean, what are we eating? What are we digesting? Not to say that spot on, it's totally nefarious, but what could they put in there too? What can they insert into the...
Anything they want. If you start looking into CRISPR, it's really quite simple and makes perfect sense. It's just a matter of being able to understand what genes look like.
Mm-hmm.
And the acronym kind of says, in a way, what this is all about. You know, the acronym for CRISPR. And so when you read this stuff and you finally see what they're doing, they can take any gene and do this to it. Human, animal, plant, it does not matter. So what makes us think right now they're just going to stop at doing it to grow better food or more food?
Right.
I don't believe that for a second. They're already using it for far more nefarious things.
Yeah. Danger. Anyway. All right. I do want to go back to the Assange thing we talked about in the first hour, because I had talked about the fact that that unless you're doing something that truly does put the United States in peril, or let's say the military in peril, then I'm not quite sure how you can prove what they're trying to say. And there's a lot of propaganda in our mainstream news today. So this was the assertion. This was the assertion by, I think, that Michael Waltz. He's from Florida. He said, let's just take talk for a second about what he did. This is on Fox News. They took all of our operational files as a Green Beret in Afghanistan. What he's talking about is Assange, who was arrested today. And, Chelsea Manning. And as he was at Green Beret in Afghanistan, they were conducting operations night after night against the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, and later on ISIS. And they took all the operational files, he said, and particularly the sources, the local Afghans that were working with us, and they did this in Iraq as well and put them all over the internet. So what they're saying is they have blood on their hands because things happened and people died and there were deaths on the battlefield. They don't quantify that. They don't give that any more information that it actually did result in what they're saying it did. And that when they say all files, I'm not quite sure it was all files. As I remember back when this first broke, it was certain things, but not all files. So I'm not quite sure that they're saying that in the press today, but I'm not quite sure that's accurate.
Well, all along, what we heard was that mostly they were breaking into the Democratic Party National Committee's files.
Yeah.
And some of Hillary's and what's-his-name.
Mm-hmm. Now, the assertion is that Assange helped Chelsea Manning do this, but they haven't ever been able to prove that. That was kind of a charge they threw out there, but that hasn't been proven that he actually
what
did
they're
that.
They're even more specific.
Could
I
have just
think
been
I
Chelsea
think
Manning.
They're saying that he helped Manning break the password.
Right. Right. And so there's several stories there, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, when the charges came down, the proof of that is, some conspiracy to hack, but not yet the hacking. So they can't actually, I don't think they can prove that he actually did that, even though they kept asserting it. So if we're putting military in harm's way, all of us would have a problem with that, wouldn't we? Because that's affecting, yep. You know, national security. But what I'm seeing is a lot of statements thrown out. I'm not seeing anyone quantify those statements or say this is what happened as a result of this, or that they're guessing, and they're saying that groups were able to or could have gotten some information. They're not even saying in detail who got what or how or anything like that. There's no information. It's just kind of an assertion. That's all.
Well, here's the logic that I see.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that WikiLeaks did, to my knowledge, had to do with politics.
Yeah, yeah. That's why
and
I don't...
everything Manning did had to do with military.
Yes.
Why are they trying to bring the two together?
Mm-hmm.
They weren't... there's nothing cohesive there at all.
Yeah. That was Holder. That was Holder trying to put those two things together when he was AG. And so I'm not quite sure how all of you feel about it. You know, like I said, I'm the first and foremost person that would want to protect military personnel. Who wouldn't? But I'm not quite sure that you can rope Assange into this, and they certainly are. And I think it's a huge stretch to put him in on this, to tell you the truth. Let's take a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Whoops.
Yes, I'd like to bring up a couple points here on Assange. First of all, I think Assange and Snowden should get a ticker tape parade. All the... truth they revealed about the corruption in our government, Democrats and more so. But I think we need to have fair representation on this.
Mm-hmm.
Who is arresting him? Under whose charges? It's Trump administration.
Mm-hmm.
We need to say that. Now, Trump said in 2010 in a videotape that WikiLeaks is disgraceful, and remarked that the publication leaks should warrant the quote, the death penalty or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, whose client should be executed?
Yeah.
Assange.
Mm-hmm.
And who's arresting him? The British are arresting him to hand him over to Washington, to the White House, to this administration. So we need to represent that side of it. Sure, Assange did some good job exposing some very evil Democrats, but it's a Republican that's doing the arresting.
Mm, okay. All right. Well, yeah. I mean, there needs to be a lot that happens in this that he isn't getting fair representation at all, and I do this whole blanket charge with Chelsea Manning is strange. So there's that too.
Yeah. Well, you know, during the campaign, Trump said he loved WikiLeaks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And. I don't know, all of a sudden now, he has, all he said lately is that he doesn't know anything about WikiLeaks,
right,
really.
Right.
I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, which is basically, I don't want to
comment. He just doesn't want to comment.
Yeah. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
For once, I'm going to be the guy that says, let's wait. I've been tired of waiting for everything else, but this might just be to get him out of there alive.
Maybe.
Because
that's what Milty was saying.
I said
for the last
earlier.
5-6 years that he's been there, about him getting picked off when he'd come out on the balcony, you know, snipers and stuff. A lot of the bad people, or all the bad people in the world, want him dead.
Right.
So step number one, if you're the good guys, you want to get him over here and in your protective, if you have anybody helping you, which hopefully Trump does, get him over here and get him protected before you actually start mouthing off, you know, like he was during the campaign.
Right.
Maybe he's got to play the role.
And maybe that's
so he didn't get shot.
Maybe that's why Trump is distancing himself from it, because he can't look like he's
helping.
Yeah. I don't know.
All I can say is minds think alike.
Well, there's that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. I'm trying to get there. There certainly are some interesting angles that have been entertained, chatter on the ground today, and that is that it could be for his protection. It could be, because that really is kind of a weird statement now as far as Trump distancing himself, you know what I mean?
I love WikiLeaks.
Yeah.
I don't know anything
about it. And he did. He did actually talk about WikiLeaks in the negative, too. So he's been all across the board on this, and does he want to be, so when he first did it on the campaign trail, maybe he was speaking his mind. When he got in, maybe he was warned that you can't look like you're, if you want to use him as a witness, you can't look like you're on his side.
No.
I'm not quite sure what the game's being played, but.
Well, it's hard to figure.
Yeah, it is hard to figure. So, and that isn't giving Trump a pass. I'm just saying he's been all over the map.
Right.
So there's got to be a reason he's all over the map on this. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You got about a minute.
Well, just a thought or two about that whole arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it was very interesting that Pelosi and Schumer loved this guy until all of a sudden he started finding crap on the Democrats.
Yep.
And once that happened, then all of a sudden now he's arrested.
That's true. Yeah.
So very, very interesting. And I don't know exactly what Trump knows.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that it's a deep state thing. I really do. I think they're like, you can't go there, you can't do that, and we're going to use our muscle.
I think it's interesting that the arrest happens right after the refocus of the investigation to 2016, in which he played a part in some of that, that all of a sudden now the Russian hoax is over, and now the investigation goes to a myriad of things, intelligence agencies, plus these emails that went out, why the Russian hoax happened in the first place, and that was a diversion from a lot of this stuff going on. So thank you for the call. There's some interesting timing today. I mean, why didn't they do this a month ago?
Sure.
Why didn't they do it 2 months ago? I think there's some timing there. I don't know how big the part that it plays, but it certainly seems like there's got to be a reason for the timing as well. I was just thinking about him looking drugged. He actually kind of does. You're right. He does look like he's
absolutely.
On something. Yeah. And so that would be kind of an interesting part of the story, too. There's just so much more to this story than we're not getting. And I am very aware of that. And I know you are, too. So, you know, we can try and do our best to try and figure out what's going on. But there's just so much more. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. And we'll take your calls, too.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Good stuff for you. Today is 411. Information.
Yeah.
Remember calling information, 411?
I do.
411. And interesting. And also, hat tip to Susan. For getting this to me, but these are some interesting things to think about. Just think about this. Just some random thoughts. I love this. Anonymous, actually. What we're seeing in the news, Julian Assange being perp walked away from the embassy, struggling, does not make any sense. This is the guy that helped Trump get elected through his leaks, by the way, who Trump professed to love during the campaign rallies, for whose information Roger Stone is facing federal charges right now. That's kind of an interesting angle. Hi there. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Oh, fantastic.
Hey.
Say, how did they arrest him if he was in the embassy all these years?
And if he is an Ecuadorian citizen now?
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, I know. It's curious how all of a sudden they were able to go in. Yes, I'm with you. That's why the timing is a little weird. So.
Wouldn't you assume that he masqueraded his looks so that he could sneak out to get real food after a while?
Well, you think. He looks like Rip Van Winkle right now. It was really kind of scary. Ooh. Anyway.
Like, oh, my gosh. I haven't seen any recent photos. But wouldn't you think also that he would help our government, the people who are good in our government, to be able to give names of all of the, you know, the dirty deals behind the Clintons and people of that ilk?
Who's to say he can't?
No, I'm hoping he will.
Exactly.
They should give him a penthouse apartment and 15 dancing girls.
Yep. I'm with you. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm with you. Yep. I think that there's a lot of information. And I just wanted to assert this one more time. In the press today, you're going to hear from mainstream how he put soldiers at risk with Chelsea Manning. That was never proven, that he is the one that got Chelsea Manning in there and that he was part of what Chelsea Manning put out. As far as military goes, everything Assange has done has been political.
Everything.
Not military. But that's what they're basically, even though they know that there was no even charge put forth because it was just conspiracy to do so. I just wanted to make sure that that's known, because I don't think people are realizing when they read mainstream is putting it and lumping it in as if he was right there with that information, putting it out there with Chelsea Manning. And that it wasn't true. That was Chelsea Manning, not
that's
him.
Right.
Chelsea Manning, the transvestite. So anyway, kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So so Roger Stone is facing federal charges based on the same information that he was putting out. This is the man who Hillary Clinton wanted to drone.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Whose information, by the way, all the political information that Assange has ever put out has never been discredited.
That's right.
Some of it's pretty damning too, isn't it? So, who leaked that there were no weapons of mass destruction? Yeah, that's a problem for the government when our government put together the whole PNAC, and it came out in 2000 and they said, let's have a new Pearl Harbor. We have to have an event that would cause us to go to war, that we could go take out Iraq. Let's pin everything on Iraq so we have a reason to go. Remember all of that?
Sure.
So then, no weapons of mass destruction. He's the one that did that. He's no such threat to the cabal who's been in de facto prison for 7 years. Who would Trump, order the very public, very anticipated arrest of an enemy of his enemies? If it doesn't make sense on the surface, then what is on the surface must be for show.
Yeah.
That is such a true statement right there.
Yep.
Let me just tell you.
I like that one.
Uh-huh. So here's some theories for you. This is chatter. Okay. I believe this arrest is to compel Assange's testimony on matters ranging from murdered whistleblower Seth Rich. He's the one that offered a massive reward for info leading to the arrest of his killers, to Bush, Cheney, Obama, Clinton crimes, to the sex trafficking crimes of Nixon, right? The rapper MIA's video Paper Planes was featured along with a hash key in Assange's tweet released a few days after Trump's execution order against human trafficking.
Executive order.
What did I say?
Execution.
Oh. Executive order against human trafficking. MIA is a friend and supporter of Assange. She was also engaged to Ben Bronfman. Cousin to the Bronfmans of the Nixon NXIVM fame. There's an arrest going down. The actor from Smallville, remember? She just went down for that. That's a pretty big story that's not covered by mainstream, by the way. The theory is that she saw lots of bad things around the family, Bronfman family, and gave the info to her friend Assange. Interesting how this arrest has taken place just as Mack and Saltzman have cut deals in the RICO case. The Kabuki theater that we're witnessing is to compel fake news MSM into coverage that will prove damning to the deep state. And he could hold more information on the globalist scum. and then also this is 411 kind of interesting, how it's the information day. Information. And then Assange is such a huge name that his being forcibly led away must be covered by deep state, like the Washington Post and CNN. And it's another Mueller-style Trojan horse. So there could be all kinds of stuff going on. That's why I do think this story is much bigger than what we think. And it can't be dialed down to what a couple of politicians are exclaiming it to be, because they're saying his head must roll and he's got to go to prison for the rest of his life, because they're lumping him in with Chelsea Manning and what she did without cause. And I don't know if any media will ask them, well, do you have proof of that? Because they don't, because it never was ever put in the charges. So... kind of interesting. Jeez Louise. Boy, there's more.
Wow.
888-673-1450. We'll take your calls. 888-673-1450. And let's see. There was a lot of stuff that we were looking at earlier, too. And I'm just trying to find it.
You just can't believe anything you see in media anymore.
I know.
That's
well, it's part of the story that they usually get wrong. And so it's been out there. So people think, oh, well, they're telling the truth. But they're not telling you that he wasn't actually charged with that.
No.
So that's a huge misnomer. That's a huge lie that they're not covering, right?
Yeah.
And so it'll always have shades of truth to it because the government did lump that in, but that didn't mean that that was right. so that's why they're kind of taking off with that and trying to make sure that that Americans feel like, well, he put our military at risk, and that's why his head should roll. And they when Joe Manchin called him property, well, we have our property back. And I thought that was kind of a weird statement. Didn't you think that was weird?
Very.
Property? That's odd. Anyway, yeah. Pelosi saying today saying that the harassment towards Trump will not end until they have their own sitting in the seat of the White House. You know, did she even have to say that? Wasn't that kind of a given? I mean, are we shocked by that? They play their games out in front of everybody.
Yes, they do.
Just like her little wrap-up schmear that she kept talking about, and how we annihilate people in politics. They don't even hide it anymore. It's like we're just going to continue doing this until we get our person in office, which, you know, it's ridiculous.
Here's a great headline this afternoon.
What's up?
Julian Assange expected to figure into the Mueller report. Where did they pull that out of? Just because?
Yeah. Isn't that funny?
That's hilarious.
I mean,
I think it's hilarious.
It's one of the reasons, I would say, for the distraction that needed to happen as far as the Russian hoax. Mm-hmm. So the emails that went out were very damning and wanted the distraction to come out. Okay, we get that part. But, they could have had him a while ago, and so a long time ago, actually, if they wanted to. Because why? Because we're in bed with the UK completely, 100%, you know? On the border, I know that the headlines right now are on the border as well. This is continuous headline. Mainstream media reverse themselves as border reaches breaking point. So you're not seeing the stories by what is that total tool of a CNN talking head?
Acosta,
where he tried to say it was fake.
Uh-huh.
So they're totally reversing themselves now and not paying much attention, you know, to trying to make it out to be fake, which is good. Finally, we have some common sense, but making this out. And I had an email kind of telling me that I resent immigrants, and I don't resent immigrants. I just want people to come through lawfully. I don't even agree with the million green cards we give out every year as that keeps expanding. There's bills put forth by the Senate right now that we should expand those programs. We're getting hit every way possible.
Yep.
And we're not seeing that as a populace. I think in the total amount of people coming in, you know, Americans need their jobs here. We support families here. We're citizens here. Why do we have to go around the globe searching for people to fill the roles that Americans are getting kicked out for the immigrants to come over and take those roles? And so we had almost 500,000 Chinese coming over on green cards. We had almost 500,000 from India. No, it was 500,000 from here. We had 60,000, I think, from India. We have all these people coming over. Why? And that is the path to citizenship. That's their path to citizenship. Yep. And then we have the border crisis on top of it. You know, it's okay to want what you want for the citizens of this country. Why do I feel like I have to apologize to want what's best for my fellow American citizens? And why don't the politicians care about their own citizenry that actually puts them in office? They seem to care an awful lot about fairness, quote unquote, to everybody that's not a citizen of the United States, and I'm getting really tired of it.
You and me both.
really tired of it. And no, we shouldn't expand those programs. It's ridiculous. And this whole Assange thing happening today, boy, there's a lot in the news.
There is. And Nunes, his criminal referral notification is in Barr's hands now.
Oh, yeah?
So that's going to start creating some havoc.
It's going to get...
Cool. Well, Barr came right out and said, as soon as I get that, I'm going to dig in.
And then, of course, Comey, you know, as Barr was alluding to a spying claim, and Comey's out there, I have no idea what the heck he's talking about.
Mm.
Oh, is there anybody in the United States that doesn't think Comey's a total tool, or is it just me? I can't...
I think Maxine Waters doesn't think he is.
That's a tool liking a tool. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So it'll be interesting. Does Assange hold a lot of the keys to exposing a lot of corruption? I'm going to go with yes on that. I think he has a lot more.
Sure he does.
I think that he's brought in right now for that particular exact timing, and it'll be interesting. And although, I mean, I can't say for sure, I think he's got a lot of key information, and I think he's been sitting on a lot of information. So that is certainly going to get interesting. 888-673-1450. We can probably take a last caller. But is he holding the key to a lot of things that could probably cement? And like the one caller said that we had, is it going to matter when we see cement? Is it going to matter because the media will be trained to ignore it? Is it going to? We have had so much corruption play out in front of our eyes, and yet nothing is done, and people still have clearances, and it's insane. Or it will things actually happen, do you think?
I hope they do. I look at the little things that happen that nobody makes a big deal. A lot of people are changing their mind about things. Mark Penn, mm-hmm. who has been anti-Trump since he mm-hmm. was elected, came out today and said the Democrat attacks on Barr and Mnuchin are not justified. That's big mm-hmm. for somebody like him to turn on the party like that.
That's interesting.
And it's happening more and more.
Yeah. I'd love to see an implosion of the parties.
All of them.
To tell the truth.
Well, I think that's mm-hmm. the goal. Yeah. I mean, in the end, that's exactly... If there is no Democratic Party, then the Republican Party has to split.
Okay.
Into deep yeah. state Republicans and non-deep state.
By the way, the book in Assange's hand was Gore Vidal, History of National Security State, focusing on historical events that led to the establishment of the massive military-industrial security complex, according to the book's description. The book features interviews conducted by Vidal with Paul Jay, senior editor of Real News Network. That was the book in Assange's hands. just keep that in mind today. Military-industrial security complex. Very interesting. Thanks, Susan. And be back tomorrow. Great stuff tomorrow. All right. We'll be talking about prepping and stuff tomorrow, too, with Glenn Tate. That ought to be fun. Really cool. Anyway, everybody have a good one. Be faithful. Be fearless.